Do you still believe there's a significant infiltration risk in our own government?
Oh, listen, our government is so infiltrated, and the Muslim Brotherhood in America has so much influence in this country. It is incredible. If Americans only took the time to do the proper research and find out just how deep this infiltration into our government is, it would just frighten you. I just gave a talk on this last weekend to some folks here in Washington, and they walked away saying, "Why don't we know this?" And my answer is because it is not in the interest of the mainstream media's agenda to tell you.
I know we don't have as much time as you had last weekend, but real quickly, a bullet point or two, how deep does this go?
Well, it goes very deep. We have within, let's just say, the Department of Homeland Security, two of the top people there with very high-level security clearances are known to be associated with the Muslim Brotherhood. The Republican and Democratic parties are both infiltrated. Every government entity, to include the Department of Defense, have people that are known to have had associations with the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, Michelle Bachmann recently raised the issue of Huma Abedin, which is Hillary Clinton's closest aide, and her parents' association with the Muslim Brotherhood. And, of course, she just got blistered by her own party as well as the mainstream media. So it's bad.
The last policy issue related to the strength of the military right now, and that you mentioned sequestration a moment ago, $500 billion in program cuts, another $500 billion on the chopping block through sequestration due to the failure of the super committee following the debt ceiling deal of last summer. You've painted a little bit of a picture on what that would look like in terms of not being able to replace worn-out equipment. What else would that mean for our readiness?
Well, it reduces the all the services are reduced, the Navy in particular, down to World War One levels at a time when freedom of navigation, because of the global economy and free trade, is very important for America to maintain a very robust Navy as well as land capabilities. But there are other things in there. We're going to shift our focus to the Pacific Rim. Well, let me just tell you up front, I will prophesy here. We're going to wind up back in the Middle East and be unprepared for it because we always get back to the Middle East for two reasons, Israel and oil.
Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, now Executive Vice President at the Family Research Council. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting.